This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I was surprised. It shows that maybe things aren't so rosy between the Texans and the Patriots when we thought, you know, because of the Bill O'Brien connection and Jack Easterby, who had just been here for 6 years, we always thought these teams were on great terms. And, you know, I wonder if it's more the Easterby side of things. I know Belichick really liked him and wanted him back, but I'm not sure where his relationship with Easterby, that is, with the Kraft family.
It's a two-piece combo.
It is a two-piece combo.
Talking to Casario.
Two-piece combo for your Houston Texans. You took Jack Easterby. Now you're going to take Nick Casario. Bill Belichick and the Patriots throwing a hissy fit. That's what these tampering charges are about. The conclusion you should come to as you listen to this show and we take you into the triple threat is these tampering charges are more about negotiation than they are investigation. That's the bottom line. The Patriots are trying to get something. Nick Casario wants to be here as we sit right now. Now, it's a fluid situation, so if this drags on, maybe right. Nick Casario has a change of heart, just like Josh McDaniels did. But as you sit right now as a Houston Texans fan, you should want this to conclude, and you should want the Texans to give up maybe a third-round pick because you have another one coming with comp picks. But this is about negotiation between the Texans and Patriots more than it is some sort of investigation from the NFL going in and trying to take on the difficult task of figuring out what exactly Nick Casario
right.
and your guy Jack Easterby were talking about.
I'll put it this way. We'll go. Let's go with an analogy that has to do with maybe the military.
If your analogies are so hit or miss. Stick to sports, John.
If yesterday we were collectively at DEFCON 4 out of DEFCON 5 over the likelihood of getting Nick Casario, I'm not going to say we're down to DEFCON 1. We're down to DEFCON 2. But you should feel a lot better about getting him because I feel like the Patriots are basically trying to trade him to the Texans for a draft pick. But the reason I'm not like 100% he's going to be, good news, he's going to be the next Texans general manager is because he's still there.
He's still there.
And they're still talking to him. And there still is that possibility of a change of heart. And there's still a possibility of the Texans saying, screw you. You know, we value our draft picks. We're not going to give you a second or third round draft pick. Well, then what are the Patriots going to do? All right, let's rub our hands together and start investigating, boys. And it's going to take weeks, months to get done until they get what they want or they conclude the investigation. So feel real good about the Texans getting Nick Casario now. Don't feel great quite yet.
Don't feel great, but you should feel very, very good. Let's be the bottom line is these tampering charges – when you hear the word tampering, you hear the word investigation, mm-hmm. you automatically get a little bit scared. And I know there are a lot of Texans fans, a lot of loopholes that were a little bit concerned about this, but it's actually a good thing because it means that Nick Casario wants to be here. We had Ben Volen of the Boston Globe on. He told us as much. We're gonna replay that great interview for you at 1 o'clock. It's the best insight that we've gotten into what's happening in New England, and that guy knows the team better than anybody else.
It's really, really good and worth your listen for the entirety of it. We're giving you the highlight points here and reacting to them, but you want to hear it at 1 p.m. I really feel like, you know, my other takeaway from listening to Ben Volen, and we've, you know, you've mentioned this, and you think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. All of a sudden, the little brother isn't going to get pushed around anymore, and the little brother has been the Houston Texans. Hate to admit it, but the Patriots own us. They've been big brother.
Why do you hate to admit that? It's the bottom line.
It's the bottom line. And now all of a sudden they're pushing
back. They're our daddies.
Back. Little brother's growing up, feeling his oats a little bit, and they're pushing back and they're getting what they want, no matter what the big brother says.
I mean, you got a guy, and this was the other thing from Ben Volen. He said two other things that stuck out. Again, you don't want to miss this at 1 o'clock. The Patriots have filed tampering charges before, and they did it with Darrelle Revis in 2015. You remember when he had his short stint with the Patriots after he played with Tampa Bay and the Jets. Well, the Patriots were not going to pay Darrelle Revis the money he was getting with the Jets. Mm-hmm. But despite that, the Patriots decided, because the Jets and them had a little rivalry. You remember the AFC, the Patriots actually lost to the Jets a couple times in the playoffs. The Patriots decided they were going to, in the words of Ben Volen, poke the Jets a little bit. So they filed the tampering charges, resulted in a $1,000 fine,
yeah,
and no draft picks lost. Now, it is different when it comes to GM and player, but that's something that you at least need to take away in regards to that.
It's different when it's GM and player. It's also different when the Patriots have leverage. You know, this isn't the NFL deciding what, well, it could be, but this isn't the NFL deciding, oh, okay, tampering, $100,000 fine on the Jets. No, this is kind of between the Patriots and the Texans. So the Patriots have a lot of leverage here. Really, the Texans made a mistake. Maybe it was an innocent mistake. You know, Easterby going to that party. Just the and the rule says this in the NFL. Just the appearance of tampering is something that they would investigate. So they know that, and they shouldn't have given them the appearance that he was tampering.
This is my thing too that I took away from Ben Volen, because he knows Jack Easterby, and Jack Easterby was with the Patriots for 5 seasons. With Bill Belichick. I mean, I said that Caserio was Belichick's right-hand man, and Ben Volen said, well, he was, and so was Jack Easterby. Jack Easterby was one of those guys. And I don't want to say that we had some fun with Jack Easterby's 5 Keys to Life and his powerful message and stuff. And I don't want to say that we were trying to diminish or minimize, but I don't think we really, really fully understood. Like, when we heard that he was the most powerful man in the building, mm-hmm, with the Texans, I think naturally as you start gathering information, I found myself saying, well, that's a joke. Yeah. So this Jamoke just comes over from the New England Patriots and he goes to NRG and all of a sudden he's running stuff. Like, what are the Texans doing? But when Ben Volen tells us,
yeah,
that Jack Easterby was Bill Belichick's right-hand man to the point where he was in every personnel meeting, mm-hmm, that Bill Belichick had, and take note of the fact that he was age 30 to 35. He was in every personnel meeting that Bill Belichick had, and he not only was in it, but he was active in the dialogue and talking about guys that would fit their culture and all that kind of stuff. When you hear that kind of stuff, it kind of makes you feel a little bit better about this guy that we now call the most powerful guy with the Houston Texans, because not only is he, quote, the most powerful guy with the Houston Texans now, he had the same exact duties with the best dynasty in the history of the NFL, maybe the best dynasty in the history of sports. That's a good thing as well.
And take note of what his title was in New England. A lot of times these titles, they just want to get these guys under the roof, into the building.
Advisor.
He was a chaplain. I mean, you know, that was his first title there. Now, he moved up.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
But he was basically the chaplain, and then moved up in terms of title and strength and power. And this guy was that much of a confidant to Bill Belichick. Now he's here. And now, obviously, he's in the middle of all this mess with the Patriots and tampering. But I think he's going to get his guy ultimately. I think they're going to get their guy. And Easterby's kind of at the tip of the arrow there in getting Caserio.
713-572-4610 to get in. Good lunch to the Loopholes. Hope you're having a good lunch. Send us pics of that lunch if you want to. We always like hearing from them, just like our next guest. State yourself. Who are you?
What do you do? What do you do, fellas?
Howdy.
Money Mike.
Hey, man, I got to say something. I'm getting so damn tired of these damn Patriots, man. It's always something with these cheating bastards. So let me ask you this. It's a well-known fact that the Patriots and Goodell don't like each other, correct?
Yes.
So what if Goodell says, you know what, Patriots, I looked at this and I don't see there was any tampering, so you're free game, Texans. Go get your man.
That's fine. I think they're going to get their man regardless, so it's just a matter of what they're going to give up, I think, at this point.
Hey, hats off to Figgy Fid and Lock Dog. That was a nice track y'all just laid.
Oh, well,
out,
you'll hear
brother.
It one more time.
I think we need to hear it at least every 2 or 3 segments.
Okay.
So with that being said, let me leave y'all with this. Music is the wine that fills the cup of silence. Good afternoon.
Okay.
The appropriateness of his wisdom is always.
You know what?
Always
your wish is our command, Money Mike. Here you go, man. You know, your wish is our command. When you lay out wisdom like that, cha-ching, ching. You can go ahead and get it. Jack Easterby, Cal McNair, I got some advice for you. When the commissioner calls and he tells you or asks you about tampering, what do they need to say, Figgy?
It wasn't me.
Yo, man, open up, Cal.
What you want, Jack?
Grimes just caught me.
You let him catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen, man.
With who?
Nick Caserio, man. I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Belichick said he caught me red-handed, tampering with Caserio. Picture this, we were both just chilling, talking about the Super Bowl. How could I forget? I said he was our GM to be. A Houston reunion with Nick and your boy Jack Easterby.
Can you talk to him without getting permission? Uh-huh. You know that they be cheating, so you never catch him slipping. Okay. You let go Brian G, now you looking real suspicious. Word. After you was at the party trying to fill up his position. What? Now you gotta switch it up and get somebody different. Yep. Hope you learned your lesson, this ain't how you do business. Nah. Now you gotta figure out a whole different mission. Yep. Just a food for thought, nah, I guess you doing dishes.
But they caught me at the buffet.
It wasn't me.
Replace gain is what I say.
It wasn't me.
I even chatted 4 hours.
It wasn't me.
I said I'd give him the pass.
It wasn't me.
I said Brady's getting older.
It wasn't me.
Crass perverted and vulgar.
It wasn't me.
Said OB ain't that sour.
It wasn't me.
Pat's down and see almost over.
It wasn't me.
Belichick said he got me red-handed, tampering with Caserio. Picture this, we were both just chilling, talking about the Super Bowl. How could I forget? I said he was our GM to be. A Houston reunion with Nick and your boy Jack Easterby.
I'm the white William Hung.
What? Figgy, what did your wife say when she heard it the last segment, a couple segments ago?
She said, Jesus, he sounds so white.
Can I get an RC on Miss Figgy, please?
Mrs. Figgy, do you know why he sounds so white? Because he is so white.
Breaking news to the Sports Radio 610 News Desk, the same desk that provided you with the information from the OG John Lopez that Jack Easterby was the most powerful man with the New England Patriots. According to sources, Landry Locker, I confirm, is white.
Is so white. Not just white, so white.
Original attribution to Miss Figgy Fig. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Hope you're enjoying your lunch. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, Bill O'Brien and the Patriots have had a love fest in the past. Hopefully that is over. And former GM Brian Gain has some charges filed against him. The OG will sound off on him next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.